over on the sheriff's page. And I commented and asked him a question. I said, look here, Lee, is this you in these videos? Is that your voice in these videos where you claim your rights, your Second Amendment rights, end at your property line?
Stay at your house and possess all the firearms you want to at your house on your property. But that's my definition of your Second Amendment right.
And so he comes back and says, Jeff Matters, have you been eating paint chips again? Now, what in the hell is wrong with this man? I mean, just think about it. Where'd the paint chips come from? Well, the only thing I can think of is lead. Lead paint. So why is he saying that I'm eating lead paint? I think the operative word is lead. I think the damn fool was threatening me. I think he was threatening me for bringing up something that he already said. What is he, crazy or something? Ladies and gentlemen, that's our sheriff. Now take this Goldsmith case. Now, he knew this fella way back in his early Camden days. And they even knew he had incident after incident. They were gonna put him in anger management. Oh, great, dude. And then he quit. He goes to another little police department. And then as soon as Lee Bone gets in office, he hires him back. And then he's surprised that he went off. I mean, he broke the guy's jaw, knocked some teeth out. Now, the guy might have been a little bit disruptive, but you don't break a man's jaw and knock his teeth out very easily. I've wrestled with several people. I've never broken a jaw or knocked teeth out. And then once he gets him handcuffed, knocked him out too now. Once he gets him handcuffed, gets him in the back of the car, the guy is giving him hell. He's nice and calmly gets out the little taser and shocks the ever-living shit out of this old boy. I'm telling you, boys, he knew, Lee Bone knew, that it was a matter of time before Goldsmith's gonna cost us the money. Billy Soul, same thing. Knew's gonna cost money. And then he's got a second in charge over there, Brock Coleman, who's involved with the Lori Jean Ellis murder, and that which SLED investigated all kinds of holes in all of them story. Every single one of them had a different story, which tells me lie, and more lies. And even Lee Bone admits Brock Coleman should have never been a deputy in the first place. He even says right here, there's Brock Coleman's everywhere.
That's where that one guy who wants to be the police, who couldn't never become the police, now he's going to go out and buy the most biggest expensive gun he can to carry it on his side. And the first time that he can actually perform or think that he can perform the duties of a police officer, he's going to do it. Yeah.
Going to do it. He's not properly trained. He can't write a report. And Lee Bone's got him in charge. Now I appreciate all the deputies out there who are feeding us the information and who are too scared to speak out. We got your back. We know. I know it's hard to go and he's threatening you with the box. That's what lie detectors for you regular civilians. They call it the box. And they all say, he'll throw you on the box. He'll throw you on the box. Anybody that he suspects that is speaking against him or anything like that, everybody says, he'll throw you on the box. So they use an intimidation and failed threats in order to keep compliance and keep people's mouths shut. But in this Goldsmith case, the attorneys had depositions. And in those depositions, deputies implicated Sheriff Lee Bone and that he knew about Rock. And another thing, the sheriff is a very hands-off sheriff. He leaves most everything to everybody else while he plays on Facebook and does selfies and thinks of all kinds of things that he can gain public support. That's why he's all the time posting. He's got to post at least once a day on Facebook on several different platforms, one of which he's a moderator. And as a moderator, that means that he is responsible for approving or disapproving posts. Whether other people do it or not, as a moderator, he's responsible for what they delete too. So anytime that I post something about Lee on there, guess what? It gets denied every single time. So not only is Lee a Facebook sheriff, but he's a Facebook censor. He's not even a Facebook fact checker, he's a censor. So it turns out the sheriff himself never watched the video of Goldsmith tasing this guy and all. He only watched the first couple of minutes until Goldsmith got the guy in handcuffs. And he said, well, that's okay, yeah, that's good. And went on about his way. It was only when the solicitor's office called, actually a sled agent gave him a heads up. But then the solicitor called, and that's when Lee went back and watched all the videos, all of that video, and said, oh, we got a big problem.
Goldsmith sent the video to the solicitor's office as part of his packet. He didn't think he'd done anything wrong. Solicitor's office saw the video before I did. All I had was, this is just between me and you, Mike Lyons came to me and Steve one day and said, hey, Goldsmith, had this guy resist the other night, just let y'all know, because at the time he was the only one doing use of force stuff. And he says, he knocked the guy out, knocked his teeth out, and all. We're like, what? And me and Steve were talking in the office, and we're like, what? And he says, but because I reviewed it, everything's good. I think what it was, he just reviewed that part of where he was handcuffed at. He says, yep, the guy was resisting. Goldsmith, all he needed to do, fella had an empty holster in his car and everything. He's like, I never watched the video. Later on, week or so later, I get a call from Slim. They're like, I could tell he felt real uncomfortable calling them. It was Derek Horton, captain of the region, who I've known for years. He's like, did the solicitor call you? I said, no, Mom. He says, well, he'll probably call you later on, but they requested that we do an investigation on one of your deputies. I'm like, really? Who are you talking about? Goldsmith. I said, oh, yeah, because Mike had told me. I'm like, well, yeah, I know you're talking about. I said, yeah, we're looking into it just for the mere fact that, because of the damage done. And we'd already requested the video from the church. So we're already kind of putting things together. So it wasn't like we had closed it, walked away from it. I said, well, look, we'll stop where we're at, give you everything we got, and whenever we get the video from the church, we'll get that to you and everything. So we just, or somewhere along the line, thinking, you know what? I need to make sure I watch this video and see what this thing's all about. This is a pretty serious thing. Watching, I'm like, well, I'm good with that. I done the same stupid-ass thing that Mike did right after the handcuffs. and just kind of walked away from it. Man, that's justified there. Yeah, it looks nasty, but look here, the public wants us to video what we're doing. The public's got to understand that there's things, there's evil in this world that they don't understand. And then it wasn't until Tommy had to watch the video, came over and said, well, you guys, we got some problems here. He'd watch it, and we watched the entire video. It's like, okay, we're missing some parts here. And we learned a lesson. You know, again, I done the same thing Mike did. I can't fault Mike. I did not watch the entire video. You've got to watch the entire video. Because the way I look at it, that was really two separate incidents. The initial incident was one thing. I think we probably had to pay out some money, but we could have defended that. But what took place after he was handcuffed, after he regained consciousness, and he was completely, I mean, because by then, Goldsmith had done searched him. He's already handcuffed behind his back. I mean, at that point, we had complete control of the situation. I mean, that's where you got to kind of back off that force then. And we didn't do it.
So now he's trying to cover up that he had a big problem and didn't do anything about it. But out of his incompetence, any time that there is a use of force, why doesn't the sheriff watch the entire video? I mean, yeah, traffic, that kind of thing, any kind of routine stop or anything like that, and nothing happens, well, you can kind of leave that to a lieutenant or something like that. But when it comes to use of force, you think the sheriff would take the time to watch the video?
And I did the same stupid ass thing that Mike did. It's like, okay, we're missing some parts here, and we learned a lesson. You know, again, I done the same thing Mike did. I can't fault Mike. I did not watch the entire video. You've
got to
watch the entire video.
I mean, he couldn't be bothered. He had to get into Big Tahoe with Rock and plan what they were going to do next and do Facebook posts.
Yeah.
So then it comes out that there's a video floating around called Goldsmith's Greatest Hits. Been rumors around for a while. Some people have told me, oh yeah, we saw the video. Well, it turns out it was on Lee Bone's iPad, and Lee Bone admitted to making the video. From what I understand, it's not that bad. It shows him tackling his kids and several other kids and football or something, and then it's got Coleman tackling criminals and such, and music in the background.
Not Coleman, Goldsmith.
It's got Goldsmith tackling kids and that kind of thing, and then it's got mixed in Goldsmith tackling criminals or beating criminals. And it's all with music in the background and everything. My question is, what in the hell were you thinking making something like that? Were you learning a video editing program? Is that what you were doing? Who thought this was funny? Did you think, well, if this gets out, this might be bad? What did you think you were doing? So as it stands, Lee Bone's got the majority of people fooled. Fooled into believing his babble, fooled into believing his little Facebook post, fooled into believing that he's a good cop because, oh, we got to trust him. Popo, y'all. Yeah, everywhere you go, people all say, oh, I support law enforcement. I support law enforcement. I support law enforcement. Well, you know why you keep saying that? The reason you keep saying that is because they tell you to say that. You've been programmed to say that. All right, that means all law enforcement? Does that mean you support bad law enforcement? You support a bad sheriff? You support any sheriff? I think that's what you're talking about. That's why when Ever Lee Bone posts anything on Facebook, you get a bunch of trolls, a bunch of Karens going, congratulations, go, thank you, congratulations, oh, and all that does is feed Lee Bone's ego.
It's just between me and you. It's like, okay, we're missing some parts here. And we learned a lesson. Now, again, I done the same thing Mike did. I can't fault Mike. I did not watch the entire video. You've got to watch the entire video. It's amazing. I still think the vast majority of people love us. But, you know, you got some people that are kind of on that fence there, and then they see stuff that just like, and that's all you're going to see is the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, some people are like, well, hey, why do you always put stuff on Facebook? Because people need to know what we're doing. They need to know it in a positive way. They need our version of what we're doing, the true version. Because you've got to constantly remind people what we're doing in hopes that you're building that account up. So whenever we do got to pay out for something like Billy's incident like that, that people could be more willing to forgive us over something like that. That people could be more willing to forgive us over something like that.